So far, we did is Shit Tanakama. Tanakama holds that Basar Rechalav applies to Behema Chayanov, not Dagim Echagavim. Okay, how does he know that? Because it's like Nevela. The Hekesh to Nevela. Right? Hekesh to Nevela. The same pasuk of Nevela and Basar Rechalav. So therefore, the animals which Nevela applies to, Behema Chayanov, so to Basar Rechalav. So the question is, what's the idea? Well, that's what we asked. We said, what's the comparison? So he said is that it's the Torah is set up that it has certain basically you can break Torah up into three categories of foods, of meats. Okay, there are those meats which are 100% off limited. Okay? Jews can't eat pig. Any of the right, the behemah tamei basically. Okay, certain meats are basically you never eat. Then there are meats which you could always eat under all conditions, period. Like fish. Fish you could eat. There's nothing you have to do to them, there's no restrictions whatsoever regarding them. Okay, you eat a fish, you could just put it, you know, take it out of the water and just eat it. Okay? But and grasshoppers. But then you have those things, there's the most meats, okay, kosher meats, are mutter, but there are restrictions upon their preparation. Okay? And preparation of meat basically involves two steps. It involves killing it and cooking it. Okay, killing and cooking. And the Torah placed restrictions on most meats, basically. In both these realms. First of all, the killing method must be a very specific killing method. You have to kill it through shechita, not through any other method. That's nevela. If it's not killed through shechita, it's nevela. And in the world of cooking, it placed a restriction on how you cook it didn't give a specific method, but it asked a specific method. It said it can't be cooked with milk. Can't be prepared with milk. And that's which foods, so therefore there are two such restrictions in the preparation. So which foods, which meats does Basar Rechalav apply to? The Torah doesn't tell us, but it does tell us which apply to Nevela. And since the Torah wrote Nevela and Basar Rechalav in one pasuk, it's telling you the two parts of one halacha. Namely, that there are certain meats that it was the will of the Torah to restrict man's preparation of it. So, those meats which Nevela applies to are those meats Basar Rechalav applies to. Okay? That's what we said. So that's basically Shita's Tanakam. Okay, now Rabbi Glili starts at that same point. He has that hakish, but he has one exclusion. The Torah says b'chalev imo. It doesn't just say lo svashel gadi b'chalav. Okay, or lo svashel gbasel b'chalav. It says lo svashel gadi b'chalev imo. So he says, what does chalev imo teach you? He says, chalev imo teaches you to exclude that which doesn't have chalev im. Okay? Namely, it's excluding Oph, because Oph doesn't have chalev im. So even though Oph would be included because there is nevela, but since his mother doesn't have any milk, so therefore it's mutter. So the question we ask is, what's the idea there? I mean, what's the difference as a mother has milk or not? How does that halachically impact the Yisr of Basar Rechalav? Okay, well, can we gain any insights? Is it just a matter of, look, it's a mir, that's it, it's just a mir, or is there some idea which sheds a light upon the Yisr of Basar Rechalav? Or at least according to Rabbi Glili. That's our question. And we said, it doesn't mean, for instance, I'm not allowed to cook, let's say, goat's milk with cow's meat, and vice versa. Doesn't really mean, and it certainly doesn't mean his mother. Doesn't mean his mother, but it doesn't even mean the same animal, right? So, what's the idea here? Okay. Maybe just the idea is that when the Torah is asering Basar Rechalav, it's not just asering two random substances. You can't cook meat with potatoes or meat with baked beans. It's not. It could have done that. I mean, I'm not saying it couldn't have done that. Okay. But there's a unification here. The Torah is doing is saying that certain animals are like dual producers, or they have two products. You know what I mean? There's like a certain, like cows. A cow, and this is something which is interesting about a cow, is that it's amazing. On the one hand, it is the source of meat, which is a major food source. On the other hand, the source of all milk, which is a major food source. I mean, cows are pretty efficient. And we have our two most major products come from the animal called cow. Right? And all these animals which have milk are basically, they're two-product animals. Okay, they're animals which have two products. And what the Torah is doing is it's saying that those animals, you shouldn't mix. It's saying on those animals, you shouldn't mix the meat and milk. Okay, and there's this asering, which meats is it asering? Not just those with nevela, but those meats which have a counterpart, or have a product which comes alongside of them, which is milk, you can't cook it with milk, with the counterpart, with milk, which is the counterpart. So So it's only hooking it. You know, that's what the Torah says, that the idea is, that's what it means, also Mashakdiba Chalevi Mo. Chalevi Mo, and just on Pshat, is it's like, it's a certain, there's a relationship, the milk and its, and the meat. So, but halachically, it's not just the mother or whatever, but it's saying, which, the Torah is selecting certain meats, it's a certain kind of meat which the Torah is going after. Namely, those meats which have a counterpart, namely milk, and it's saying, don't eat those meats with milk. Right? Don't eat those meats which have a natural counterpart, don't eat it with a counterpart, with milk. But, and animals, but it's chicken. So chicken has nothing to do with milk. Chickens don't have milk. So therefore, it doesn't have a counterpart. So it's not, it's, therefore, it's just meat. So mixing it with milk is like just mixing two substances that have absolutely nothing to do with one another. But in other words, but a meat of an animal which whose mother has milk, the meat and milk now are two substances which are really two parts of a whole, in a sense. They're basically, they're the meat product and the milk product of this species. And it doesn't have to be the same species. In other words, my point is that it's singly the types of meat which the Torah restricted was in Basar V'Chalav is limited to those meats which where the meat has a counterpart of milk. And there's part of the definition of Basar. In Basar V'Chalav, it means Basar is not meat. Basar is one of the two products of this animal. Okay, that's what Basar is. Basar is meat which is one of the two products of an animal, namely one of that and milk. And what we're saying is, don't cook that basar with the other product, milk. But a basar which is simply exists in no relevance whatsoever to milk, so that's not the kind of basar which the Torah is offering. Why? Philosophically, I have no idea. But this is halachically, it's saying, it's a question of, when it's telling you don't mix two different things, you have to ask yourself, are they two different things that have no relevance to one another, or are they two things which have a relevance to one another? So that's the thing, it's only asering things which have a relation. The meats which already are related to the milk, it's saying keep them away from milk. But the meats which don't have any relationship, it's not included in this asar. There's the relevance, the relationship between meat and milk. I'm not just saying because they exist in the same animal. Because who cares if they exist in the same animal? I mean, or this is a male, so this male doesn't have any milk. You know. And, but I think it's that there are certain species which man relates to as being two product species. That's a certain, it's an animal which has two products to it. That's a certain type of, there's a certain class of animals. Animals which basically, chickens don't have that, I mean they have eggs, but that's different than Torah's not interested in eggs. For whatever reason, Torah's interested in meat and milk. But in other words, when you have animals which have a natural, and a man looks at a cow, he thinks, meat, milk. So he looks at it. And Torah's saying, don't cook those two things together. That kind of meat, when the meat is on part of that list, don't cook that meat which is on that list with milk which is on that list. Okay, but meat with chicken is not meat which is on that list. Meat with chicken, is basically just chicken's meat. I mean eggs, but that's not, has nothing to do with it. The question now is, so let's say according to the Chachal Tana Kama, let's say. Forget, we'll leave it here for a second. According to the Tana Kama, so the Tana Kama... Yeah, right. The Tana Kama holds, he doesn't have this meat apparently. Does he totally reject this idea altogether? There's no real concept of Bechalev. What did I say, Bechalev Imo? I don't know. Some other Pasuk, some other Limud, some other something. Which is possible. It's not impossible. I mean, I don't know why, you know. Or does he, could he accept the idea, but somehow explain it within his position? I mean, certainly the idea doesn't have a halachic import, but, I mean, it sounds like that way from the Pasuk, but Chalev Imo, it's saying is that there is a relationship between the two, and saying don't cook the meat with its milk, with the milk which is related to it or whatever. But sounds that way from the Pasuk. But halachically, it's not a miyat. But the question is, so does it have any halachic place, or does it, like, what does he say about that? That's my question. Could we say anything? I can't answer. I mean, I don't have to give an answer to that question, but could we? But I think Michael's saying very good, and is that, then no, he agrees that meat and milk are not just two random entities. But meat and milk are the two natural, two products of animals. Okay? And that, but what the Tana Kama says is that is why the Torah assered meat and milk. The Torah didn't just asser any random, two random substances. It didn't asser meat and potatoes. But assered meat and milk. Meat and milk are the two products of animals. But in doing so, what it did is it grabbed the category of meat and the category of milk. Now, that's, Because the reason meat and milk are selected because there is a relationship between meat and milk. But does that mean that every particular meat which is included in the Isser has a counterpart, has milk? Or do you just say, no, it's the class of meat has a counterpart called milk. And the Torah is answering that which is in the class of meat with that with the class of milk. Because those two categories, those two classes in general have a relationship. Or do you say what Yosef Galili is saying is no, that since it's based upon the relationship between two things, that relationship has to exist in the particular species. So a species is only usher in this framework insofar as that species also has a counterpart, has milk. As the types of meat which are ushered are those which have milk. Again, or do you say the Tanakhama says no, that meat is only ushered because meat has a counterpart milk. But that doesn't trickle down to the particular piece of meat or a particular min which it expresses itself on. As the, namely, the category, rather, the category of meat has been chosen because meat, the category of meat has a counterpart. And so we're saying, don't mix these two natural counterparts, meat and milk. But what's meat? Meat is whatever meat is based upon Nevela, whatever the Torah wants to put restrictions on meat. Okay? The question is, did that idea express itself was it just responsible for the selection of meat and milk? Or no, it actually made itself into the halachic system as a miyot of those animals which do not have that counterpart. And the meat, the category of meat is limited to those which have the counterpart. Okay. So David asks a question, is that if you're saying that basically says that it has to express itself in terms of the particular, the solution has to express itself in the particular, so why isn't it that that it's only if I cook cow's meat with cow's milk? Why could I mix cow's meat and goat's milk? Because there's that now that relationship isn't manifest. But what we're saying is no, that it's not saying that the Maisa Isser is a Maisa of relating a object with its natural counterpart. Because if it's in the Maisa, so you'll say that Maisa is relating cow's milk with cow's meat and cow's and goat's milk aren't related. So that you're not doing that Maisa. But we're not saying it's in the Maisa. We're saying it's in the Chatzah. That when the Torah is formulating Basar B'chalav, the question is, what is Basar? Vis-a-vis this Mitzvah, what's Basar? So we're saying the way it shows the category of Basar here is those Chatzos which have a counterpart of milk. That's what basar is. What's basar? Those chavtzos, those types of basar which have a counterpart of milk. And once that's the case, then that's basar. So now if you so cow's milk, cow's meat is basar. Now if I mix cow's meat, that's basar, and goat's milk, that's chalav. So I'm mixing the two. So there's the this idea is responsible for selecting the chavtza. But the Maisa Isser is simply is cooking basar chalav. The Maisa Isser has nothing to do with that. That's just in carving out what the category of the chafetza is. Whereas the Tanakhama says, it is responsible for the chafetza, but not the particular chafetza. Not the particular chafetza, cow's meat, goat's meat, and not chicken meat. Rather, it's the class of chafetza, namely basar. Basar is asar because basar has a counterpart of milk, but not basar, cow basar is because it has counterpart. You know, it doesn't go to the particulars. It's just in the universal. So that leaves us to Shita Rabbi Akiva. Alright? Shita Rabbi Akiva is a different Shita, it would seem. But it's interesting. Okay, because what's his facts? He's saying that really, it seems like his starting point is the same as Tanakhama, it would seem, because he has to start excluding Chaya and Oph. Why does he have to exclude them? Why are they included? But it would seem to be, no, that in theory they would be included. But there are miyats. There's a miyat. It says, Gedi. Let's watch Gedi b'chleiv mel three times. So Gedi, Gedi, Gedi. So why does it say three times? So saying one time it's excluding Chaya, Oph. The next time it's excluding Chaya. And the next time it's excluding Behemet Tameya. Right? Chaya, Oph, and Behemet Tameya. Right? Chaya, Oph, Behemet Tameya. On the surface, the pshat is that when you have an exclusion, so you don't exclude the least possible. So in other words, you exclude that which is excluding Gedi and not that which is different from Gedi. So the most different from Gedi is Oph, because the chicken and meat are different. So the first exclusion is excluding Oph. Then, after you've excluded Oph, now you can exclude something else. Now Chaya is closer than Oph is, because it's like an animal, runs or whatever an animal is, but it's wild. So that's the next exclusion. And then the exclusion is on Behemah Tameya. Because Behemah Tameya is still a Behemah, but it's Tameya. So it's closer. So that's the three Gedis are excluding things which are similar to it. I mean, I think one thing we just have to set out here, for starters, I mean, it sounds like a different kind of a limud. You know, I mean, now it's like, extra words, you know what I mean? Like the other time, at least Bechalevimo or Nevela, they seem to have concepts involved, tied into those limudim, you know what I mean? Is this just because there's an extra word? You know what I mean? Like it's an extra word, so there's miyutim, and then, I mean, it sounds something like, you know, it sounds something like that, which sounds like a different type of limud. But I think we have to take a stand, or at least there's different routes you could go here. It's like, for instance, the time of the Rabbi Yosef Lili's exclusion or limitation was because this idea of Chalevimo, you know what I mean? Because of that. You know, and that's why he excluded chickens. Now, Rabbi Akiva also excludes chickens, but from different limud, right? From Gedi. Is he in the same ballpark? Or does it have anything to, is it a similar concept? It would be optimal, again, I don't know if the limud didn't tolerate it, but it would be optimal if you could view them all like three different degrees in the same idea. You know what I mean? Like we just tied the Rabbi Tanakama into Rabbi Yosef. So is he somehow... Is the Rabbi Akiva somehow in this ballpark, or he has a completely different world? You know what I mean? Or he's just giving a whole different idea of a miyut. You know, a different miyutim says gedi three times, so whatever, and it pursue a completely different course. You know what I mean? I think those are just two routes you could take here, which are very different routes. You know what I mean?
What's the route
somehow to say that he's in the same ballpark of say of talking about the relationship of gedi to milk, of meat and milk, you know what I mean? Something like that, you know what I mean? Like, you could continue down the path, which we already set up as the machlokas between Rabbi Yosef Lili and Tanakama, which would be nice. Conceptually, that sounds like the smoother idea. The only thing is that the limudim don't seem to indicate that, because he's not saying anything about Chalevimo. He's just going to a different thing. You know what I mean? A completely different thing. So, and the limudim would seem to indicate something other, but just to make it conceptually nicer, smoother, would be to say he's in the same ballpark. So I think that's something we're going to have to decide, you know? So, and if it is something else, so what is it? I mean, so like, wherein is he differing? If he's taking a whole different approach, so where's the starting point of his approach? Like, where does this come from? So for the time being, we're going to leave the question. We'll take it up next time. But I just want to do another Gemara, which we may end up doing, okay? It's on Kufta Zayim and Aleph. It's about halfway down the page, two dots. Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer Nemar Lo Sochlo. Okay, so the Gemara is Ma'ika Ben Rabbi Yosef Lili Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so what's the difference between Rabbi Yosef Lili and Rabbi Akiva? Yeah, kind of obvious. He given Echaya. Rabbi Yosef Lili Sever Chaya Deoraisa. Rabbi Akiva Sever Chaya. Rabbanon. Right, it's pretty good nafkamina, right? That's exactly what they're arguing about, right? Fine. Iba Yisema. Okay, or maybe if you want, you could say, Ofika Benayu. What do you mean, Ofika Benayu? What do you mean, Of? Of they both hold, Of is Mutter, right? 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 They all hold Of is Mutter. Right? Because they're both excluding Of. This is no. What's the difference? Rabbi Akiva Sarah Chayva Of Einan Min HaTorah. That's what the Mishnah says. Chayva Einan Min HaTorah. Hamid Rabbanan Asiri. Right? But the implication is, but Darsim Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosef Lili Savar Ofa Fim Drabanan Nami Lawasar. Right? Because Rabbi Yosef Lili doesn't say anything about Drabanan in the Mishnah. If you look, he says it's everything that's in Avela, but then it excludes Chalevimo. So it excludes chicken. He doesn't say anywhere it's about Of being Asar Midrabanan. So it turns out, funny, that Rabbi Akiva, who is Mekil Minatorah, because he holds Chaya and Ofer both Mutter Minatorah, he's Machmir Midrabanan. Right? Because he holds it both Asar Midrabanan. Rabbi Yosef Lili, who's more machmir than him in Deoraisa, because he holds that Ba'chaya is included, he never made a gzeira on Of. For him, Of is mutter.
That's cool.
Which is a little bit strange, okay? But the Gemara, I mean, it seems like the Gemara is mislipic about this, because the first answer is just no, Chaya is ibn. But then it says, or you could say this Of thing, okay? But the Gemara does clue that way. It shows, basically, it goes on to tell some stories, but Rabbi Yosef Lili and Rabbi Yosef Lili's town, they basically, they ate chicken and milk.
Wow.
He actually, his town, he actually passed, even with the Rabbana, he held that one. Okay, that's what they, in his town, every through the rest of the Gemara, but that's what it shows. But the thing is it would be nice, it's interesting, I mean, like what does that, first of all, what does that depend upon? I mean, why should it be? Is it just coincidental? Like, that's the question. Is it just coincidental, for instance, that you're going to say there would be Akiva, is goes there? And Rabbi Yosef Lili is not Gozer? You could say, yeah, it happens to be another Machlokas. Or somehow, is that related to their positions somehow? You know what I mean? I'm not sure. I mean, it's just a question. And it seems like Gemara's mesubik about whether he goes there or not. Whether Rabbi Yossi Gluli goes there. Rabbi Yossi Gluli doesn't say. He doesn't say this, but Rabbi Yossi definitely goes there. The question is, Rabbi Yossi Gluli goes there or not. So that seems to be unclear. So the first position the Gemara seems to say that he was not goes there. He was goes there. Second position seems to say he wasn't goes there. So maybe we can understand that machlokas, or that question, whether he was or he wasn't. And also we can understand the Rabbanon. I mean, what is the Rabbanon above? Like, halachically, how do you formulate it, you know? Okay, so again, I don't know if we're going to do that. I'm not sure. But for starters, do Rabbi Kiva.